Good afternoon, Outliers. I apologize for the link issue. I went to the link inside of StreamYard, that's the platform we use, and it wasn't there. So I had to create a new link real quick. So I hope you're having a fantastic Monday. Hope your weekend was amazing. I went camping with the Boy Scouts. Let me tell you, it was a thing. So here in Texas, we had lots of storms over the weekend. And I told my wife on Friday, I told my son on Friday, my younger son Elliot, I said, "I'm not camping in the rain. I don't want to deal with the mud. I don't want to deal with the problems of camping in the rain. And we'll be there first thing Saturday morning, but just avoiding camping in the rain." And my wife threw a little tantrum, as wives do, right? And she was like, "Listen, if you don't take him tonight, I'm taking him." And I'm like, "I'm not sending you out into the wilderness with my child." So I packed up and we went camping, and it rained. And she was making a whole stink about how it's not going to rain on Friday night. It'll rain on Saturday, not on Friday. Of course, it rained, and it was thundering so loud you could feel it like inside your soul. So, I was right as usual. But we had a great weekend otherwise. So much fun at the Boy Scout camp, and then Saturday night we're heading back to our campsite, and my son Elliot and his Boy Scout friends were running around with their flashlights and. They stumbled across the tree that was like right in front of our tent, probably 10 feet in front of our tent. And it had an infestation of daddy long leg spiders. I'm telling you, there had to have been 500, maybe 1,000 spiders on this tree. Imagine 20 foot tall tree from the bottom to the top, just pure legs flying everywhere. And I'm not going to lie. I was pretty freaked out by that. I was very freaked out by that. And my son Elliot walked over to our car, got in, and said, "Dad, I'm done. I'm not getting out." So I had to pack up. This was probably 9:30 at night, so pitch black. So I pulled the car around with the lights shining on the tent so I could tear it down. And I wasn't upset about it, not at all, because another giant storm was coming through Saturday night. Which I managed to sleep very peacefully and quietly in my own bed. So that was a whole thing. But it was a big weekend, big fun weekend. Brian, good to see you. Sorry about the link again. Yeah, she did play me. Trust me, I was telling one of the other scout dads, I was like, "I nearly got divorced over this." I was like, "I am not doing this." And she said, "Bullshit, you better do it or I'm going." So that was a whole thing. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Let's jump right into our market analysis and chat about what's going on. All right, welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Good afternoon, Donna. Glad you made it. I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's take a look at these opportunities, right? A lot's going on at the moment. We got a lot of moving averages that are fighting each other at this very moment, right? Let me make this bigger so we can chat on it. We've got a lot of moving averages fighting in this area. The 10 has not quite crossed over the 20, but price went from well under the 50 to well over the 50 in the span of 2 days here, right? Now, this does kind of blow my theory out of the water, but that's okay because I nailed it for about a week and a half right there, maybe 2 weeks. Now, my big theory here, big theory, is we have so much support buildup right here. So much support. We've got one order block here, another order block here, and a third order block built right here. What that tells me is that if there is a pullback, I expect a monster rally. So I am going to make an adjustment. I do see a monster rally in our future because of that. Now, if you remember, I said, watch this area. We might see the moving averages cross back before it comes back down. So the possibility is still there, right? The possibility is still there. But we have so much support on three different order blocks stacked right on top of each other. I think it's going to rocket ship higher. Howdy to you, Nathan. David, good afternoon. Glad you're here. Nathan says ASB finally broke through the 22 wall. It rejected so many times and finally broke through. So things are looking up. Hey, Sebastian, good to see you. Let's take a look at ASB. There we go. Things are looking up. I don't see any order blocks in your way there, Nathan. So, well, at least not until about 2375. So yeah, things are looking up. So This is my, let me make a couple other adjustments here. I do think that we're going to come back, touch that order block, and then rock it. That's current thesis right now. So little change to plan, but that's okay. You know what else changed? We actually got a buy signal on the SPY and on the Qs today. So when that happens, I have a total walkthrough for that. But I won't be putting any trades on today because the 10 is actually still under the 20 while price is over the 50. Now, mathematically speaking, unless we crash tomorrow down to 506 or less, this is probably going to cross over, and I'll be looking for long trades at that point. So somebody's on the Discord. Oh, that's the Midjourney Discord. Okay. So the next step, like I said, is here. On a SPY or Q signal day, does the MMFI trend agree with the price? Now, what is MMFI? We haven't chatted about MMFI, but this is a market breadth tool. And actually, TrendSpider has a market breadth tool. I need to research what that code is, but we could start using that instead. You can see, actually check it out. We do have...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Have a crossover. Let me make this bigger. The 10 is crossed over just slightly on the 20. Price on the MMFI is well over the 50. So this is the percent of stocks above the 50-day moving at their own 50-day moving average. So this is really cool, right? So does MMFI trend agree with price trend? Price trend hasn't quite pulled out yet. It's really close, but hasn't quite. It's so close, though. If no, don't trade it. Now, like I say, I'm not going to be trading it because we don't quite have this moving average crossover yet. I wouldn't be surprised to see a pullback first. So I'm not going to trade it, but still, these are my steps here. If yes, is the back test positive? Let's go take a look at the outlier back test here. Do we have positive expectancy using the outlier signals on the S&P 500? Hit the performance summary. And you can see, yeah, 71% versus buy and hold at 60.9% over this period. So outlier outperforms the market. That's pretty awesome. Is the 10-20-50 already crossed? No, that's where we're at the no, don't trade it stage. Now, one other or a couple other things here. Is it above yesterday's high? That was something I found while I was backtesting this specifically on the SPY. And it's not, okay? It's not, well, I should say it is above yesterday's high. I was totally wrong on that. I don't know why I said it's not. It is above yesterday's high. If not, set an alert to enter on next close above that point. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set the alert here at the top of this one. Make that green. And I'm going to say long SPY. Now, tomorrow, if we get this crossover and prices above this high right here, I am going to enter on the SPY. Right? Sit and wait until we get that point. Because we got the market breadth. We just don't have this right here. So we're really, really close though. And then, like I say, unless it crashes back down tomorrow, we're off to the races. I'm going to be looking for new bull list trades. But you know what's really cool? Is the fact that we can sit and we can wait in cash. And I don't remember getting chopped up during this. I don't remember that. I remember sitting on cash. And now that we've got some setups coming through, now I'm going to start looking to get aggressive, right? That's how this game is trade. That's how this game is played. Radio guy Shane. Hey, Shane. New sub here. Enjoying it thus far. Thoughts on EME and Fix? I will take a look at that in just 1 second. So that's the plan on this. Now, we do have quite a lot of 69 new opportunities here on the SPY. On the bull list. If you filter for the uptrend, you can see still quite a few came through today. Oh, I did notice that we're not in the green overlay on the SPY. I did notice that. So that may be a deterrent, but we'll have to wait and see. Let's take a look at Shane's thoughts on EME. All right, Shane. So EME, I do like this. This looks cool. So this is that order block I was just talking about here. And it closed today, which is what it looks like it's going to happen. We'll actually eliminate this order block right here. Generally, you can consider order blocks as support and resistance. And you can see right here, it was a bit of resistance and it's now closing above. And then could be rocket ship higher right there. Let's take a look at EME inside of Outlier. Hey, Michael, glad you're here. All right, EME, we do have a buy signal inside of a green overlay. Yeah, that looks great. I like it. Let's go to the next one. Shane was asking about Fix. Ooh, that's a big power bar right there. Big power bar. Now, again, you can see what this looks like, right? So this order block was created on March 4th. The first time it came into it, real strong resistance. The second time, strong resistance. The third time, it actually punched through and it's closed on top of this other order block here. So the more order blocks that get stacked, the more resistance or support you can see. But when you see a big power bar like that, whew, get out of the way. Get out of the way if you're going to be short it. That's what I say. And Fix has a green overlay today that just turned on with a buy signal. Performance summary, 201%. I like 201%, Shane. That's good. So yeah, Fix looks really strong. Both of those look awesome, man. I like those a lot. So that's going to wrap it for me today. Like I say, I'm not trading yet, but I'm this close. Unless we get a really hard sell-off tomorrow, I'm absolutely looking to go long starting tomorrow again. And that's the way the game is played, right? You wait for your signals to come through. Once you get your signals, rock and roll. Now, and that's why I say this is my style of trading, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day because we've actually got like 1,000 stocks on the bull list now, 1,054. So yeah, definitely, definitely looking good. That's going to wrap it for today. Thank you all so much for coming to today's trading room. See you right back here tomorrow. However, quick note, I will not be available Friday. My older son wants me to go on a field trip with him and we're not going to get back until, several hours after the trading room normally airs. So Friday will not be on. However, more than likely I will have trades on. So I will update you through the Discord if I need to do anything with the trades that are on, but I will not be looking for any new trades on Friday. So y'all have a fantastic day. See you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.